I've no idea what excuse we came up with. Walking around with a kitchen knife anywhere outside of a kitchen is a difficult thing to explain away at the best of times. But clearly we couldn't tell them the truth. Because Mike was walking through Newton with the knife that moments ago he'd held at my dad's throat and threatened to murder him with. Life in the Astley household was rarely normal. For one thing, the Astley household didn't in fact live in a house. We lived in a porter cabin in the middle of a field next to my dad's garden centre. It's a long story, which I'll come to in a bit. But even by our standards, it had been quite a morning. I don't know what had started the argument with my dad, but it was almost definitely nothing. That was the thing about dad's rages. You never knew what was going to set one off. There was no rhyme or reason to them at all. One morning, he'd wake me and my brothers up with a cup of tea. "Oh, it's cold outside, lads. You're going to need this." The next, he'd wake us up by screaming at us, calling us lazy bastards, demanding to know why we weren't out of bed yet. Nothing had changed in the interim, except my dad's mood. He wasn't a caricature, horrible parent, always in a filthy mood. Dad could be generous, funny, encouraging. He wasn't a big drinker, the occasional nip of whiskey in front of the telly at night, the odd night out with his mates at the conservative club in town. I mean, even when he did drink, it seemed to put him in a good mood. You'd hear him before he arrived home, singing old Frank Sinatra songs. The kinds of things parents got angry about, bad school reports, stuff like that, didn't seem to bother him at all. Not long before, I'd inadvertently ripped the door off his brand new van. I'd been helping him out at the garden centre, loading stuff into the back of it for a delivery, and reversed off with the passenger door still open, straight into a forklift truck. I think I was paying more attention to what was on the radio than what I was supposed to be doing. When he found out, I held my breath, waiting for the eruption, but it never came. Dad wasn't exactly overjoyed, but he was basically all right about it. But then the explosion would come because he couldn't find the right drill bit he needed, or something daft like that. There would be shouting, stuff would go flying, things would get smashed until they were completely obliterated. It had been going on all my life. It was terrifying when I was younger, but you sort of got used to it as you got older. We didn't ignore it exactly. It's hard to ignore someone who's smashing up a load of terracotta pots with a hammer because he can't find a part for his drill, but we just got out of his way and left him to it. It had almost become a joke between me and Mike and my eldest brother John. Bloody hell, Dad's at it again. This morning, though, it wasn't a joke. He'd completely lost it. I was standing outside our front door when he came up to me, ranting and raving and screaming his head off about something I'd supposedly done. Then he pushed me over and started trying to kick me. The rages I was used to, but this was different. I'd seen him be violent towards my mum once, years ago, but I'd never known him hit any of his kids. Instead, he used to take his anger out on inanimate objects. Until now. Suddenly, I was on the floor, and he was trying to kick me. That was when Mike appeared from inside with a knife in his hand. I should say at this point that Mike was definitely not the kind of older brother that you would have expected to spring valiantly to your rescue. He was more the kind of older brother who seemed actively to enjoy tormenting his youngest sibling. When the Astley brothers went to the local air show and got taken up in a plane as a special treat, Mike was the one who turned to me mid-flight and quietly announced that the plane was definitely going to crash. "I don't think the pilot knows what he's doing, Rick. I think he's turned the engine off. I think we're gonna die." It was also Mike who was responsible for my lifelong phobia of snakes. I'm terrified of them, to the extent that at one point when we checked into a hotel room, my wife would go through any magazines that were there when we arrived and tear out any pages that had photos of snakes before I saw them. It all started with Mike terrorizing me with one of those jointed toy plastic snakes. He'd hide behind the bedroom door with it, waiting for me to come in. And when I went to secondary school, Mike was the reason teachers always frowned when they heard my surname. "You're not Mike Astley's brother, are you?" When I said I was, they'd roll their eyes. "Oh God, there's another one." In a way, I couldn't blame them. Mike had barely bothered going to secondary school at all. He'd get up every morning, put his snorkel parka on, go in for registration, and then immediately leave. I suppose they had complained to my dad about it, but not turning up for school was also on the list of things that my dad wasn't particularly bothered about. Still, it seemed a bit much. I had barely started school and my card was already marked. Great. Mike strikes again. This morning was different.